Ever hear that saying, the future is now? Or in case you haven't noticed, we're now living that phrase when it comes to artificial intelligence or AI. You don't think it's something that matters for your business? Well, good luck staying relevant. Are you waiting to see how and where it lands as a solid influence before you embrace AI? You're increasing the odds that you'll be more than just left back. Instead, you'll probably be left out. Does AI create new risks and dangers? Well, think about it. What new means of communication hasn't done that? With all that and more looming over us through AI, my next guest with his recent book helps you, I think, find the personal and business foundation that you need for not just proper AI awareness, but effective use with confidence of this technology. His book is Some Future Day, How AI is Going to Change Everything. Along being the CEO of the award-winning ad agency DMA United, he's the host of the podcast Some Future Day, Mark Beckman. Thanks for being here today, Mark.
Chris, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be on your show.
And find Mark on X at Mark Beckman. And to find his podcast, it's over at Apple. Be sure to check it out because valuable information and education that you are going to be able to absorb and maybe even catch up if you're not lagging behind on this. Saw a couple of studies, Mark, about AI, and they generally said the same thing, that AI today is being embraced faster than computers were and the internet were back in their infancy. So that's going to be a positive sign, isn't it?
For sure. I believe, in fact, Chris, that artificial intelligence will represent the number one largest growth sector within percentage-wise within the next 3 to 4 years. AI is quickly becoming the underpinning, the technological underpinning of all business sectors, from the creative industries to medicine, from government and defense to education and beyond. So it's important for your audience and, frankly, everybody across the nation to get on board and learn how artificial intelligence can and will improve their businesses, careers, their families, and even their communities.
Let's start with the remedial and we'll work our way up the AI chain. Is AI strictly an informational tool?
It helps in a major way. One of the efficiencies that artificial intelligence provides all of us with is its ability to provide data points and create information, knowledge, etc. But beyond that, it can be used for several different factors. So think in terms of generative AI, which is really great at creating content. That could be video content, that could be photorealistic content, words, written words, music, even new mathematical types of equations. And all of this content creation is also going to be a great benefit for entrepreneurs and small business owners. Think in terms of the individual who has like a little mom and pop shop. They've been running about, you know, like running their business for several years, thinking about the big competitor who has deep pockets to run ad campaigns. Well, now you can use the original content that generative AI could create for you to launch an ad campaign that is less expensive and happens in a quicker period of time than ever before. So information is definitely part of it, but there are so many different elements, including content creation.
And is AI only as good as what it has access to? You know, much like a computer is only going to do what you give it the ability to do.
Yeah, Chris. So there are two parts to it. So first, it's how the artificial intelligence is trained. So people in the audience might be hearing the an acronym, LLMs, large language models. And essentially what happens is these big companies that are building these LLMs need to train the AI so that it has a knowledge base. And basically what they're doing, companies like Microsoft and X, essentially what they're doing, Elon Musk's company, they have Grok, Perplexity, is they're building these LLMs by training the models on a corpus of information that humanity has developed throughout time. It could be reports from science. It could be books. It could be television shows. It could be YouTube videos, speeches, whatever humanity has done. It's being used now to train these platforms. So that's the data. That's the information that goes in and gives these LLMs the knowledge. Now, the other part of it beyond training is inference. So if one person is using AI Has a query or wants it to produce, like I said, a certain type of content, let's say a photorealistic image, the way they use text prompt the AI matters. So on the one hand, you have how the AI is trained. On the other side, the inference piece, it matters how the user is directing the AI to work on that individual's behalf.
We're talking with Mark Beckman, author of Some Future Day, How AI is Going to Change Everything. And when you read his book, you will realize that, too, which is why it's important that you read his book on X at Mark Beckman and his podcast, Some Future Day. You can download that, listen to it over at Apple. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. One of the topics you specifically address in your book, Mark, is, and I think it's been under-discussed, if that's a new word, maybe I'll try it in my next round of Scrabble, is how AI is going to hit the banking finance industry. Because, again, there's a trust and confidence factor that if you're lacking that in the technology, then it's going to be fearful for you when you see it in a certain industry.
That's right. I think the banking sector is going to have tremendous developments, but think about the individual investor, the young investor, individuals who really don't know how to get guidance and information as to how to invest. What the banking sector is doing now is it's taking on machine learning and looking at data points from third parties, from different elements, trends in the outside across business sectors, financial percentages that can be valuable to that individual who's keeping money with a certain institution. And then what they'll be able to do is, based on the individual's profile and level of risk, the banks will be able to say, hey, you know, you can go ahead, you just deposited $100, but you could take that $100 and gain more interest by doing this. Or if you want to take a little bit more risk, here's what you could do. I also think the retail banking experience is going to alter itself fundamentally because of artificial intelligence. I'm sure you would agree, as would all of your audience, like going to a retail bank, going to a bank teller, it's always just an underwhelming experience, to say it nicely. It's not great. And the individuals, it's frustrating. And the individuals that are helping us tends to be like, you never see that person again. At least that's how it is here in New York City. Well, now you'll be able to use artificial intelligence to interact with a digital representative of the bank in a likeness that you can understand and relate to, and a voice and a language that you could understand and relate to that's customized and comes along with the consumer for their entire journey with the bank. So you're going to see some radical changes that you're not dreaming of yet, but it's going to allow for people to theoretically generate more income and also have a better user experience with the bank.
And that brings up probably the key concern about AI. Are there going to be less jobs? Well, some jobs will become obsolete because of AI. There's no denying that. But I'm reading your book. I'm thinking back to, and this is the late 90s when we started having computers come into the studio. One night, I was doing the afternoon show on the station at the time, and a bunch of tech showed up with the wiring and the screens and everything. And people thought, oh, wait, we're going to put the internet in our studios. And I'm looking at this thinking, nah, this is something else. I think I better pay attention to this. Yeah. It turned out to be the start of, it's called voice track automation, which is now commonplace in radio stations. I started talking with the techs, asked, do you mind if I watch, ask questions. And within a couple of weeks, they were asking me questions. Well, we can do this or that. Which would you like it to do instead? So the quick ending to a more drawn-out story, when you would call, it was Scott Studios, for tech support, you'd have to talk to a specific person because no one person knew the entire system. Because of my observation, my looking at things, I knew the entire system, so we never had to call for the helpline. There's new opportunities when old opportunities close down, and that's what AI, I think, is going to do for a lot of people. So it's just a matter of whether you see the door opening and an opportunity starting, or a door closing and you getting shut out. If AI is something you think is over your head, I believe Mark's book is going to help you better understand it and embrace it, as opposed to try to hide from it, which that's not going to happen. This book, again, is Some Future Day, How AI is Going to Change Everything, on X at Mark Beckman. And you can also check out his podcast, Some Future Day, over at Apple. Thanks a lot, Mark.